It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Pruse.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to our locally produced show, Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Pruse. On this show, we explore meals you can prepare, restaurants to try, events you can participate in, beverages you can create, basically the fun you can have with food, your family, your friends here in Fairbanks at whatever location you choose. We have four wonderful sponsors to our show, and I hope that you use them. They have been so wonderful into the year 2023. I so appreciate them. They treat this show so fine, and we certainly appreciate them, and we hope that you use your business. They are the bedrock of businesses here in Fairbanks. Hey, it's our last airing of Fairbanks Foodies in 2023. Personally, in reflection, I've had a wonderful year, and I hope you did too. We've had our ups and downs, but it's been a great year overall. Our weather has let us know that we live in Fairbanks, Alaska, and that it is late December. Hey, it's only 20 below. That's not too bad for going into the new year in December in Fairbanks, Alaska. What the heck? But over the holiday season, it's New Year's. Drive safely. If you're out celebrating and you have a little bit too much cheer, get an Uber or have a friend drive you about. It's very easy, much easier than the consequences. I'm going to start our show today, our last show of the year, by talking about burgers you can get in Fairbanks. Hey, I love burgers. I really do. But Americans do. Fairbanksans do. We all do. And in Fairbanks, we have so many good locations that we can go to get a good burger, fantastic burger. We're very, very well taken care of up here. Here's a surprising location that I give a big endorsement to, and that is the Yes Noodle Soup restaurant. Now, whenever I give an endorsement, they have nothing to do with it. A restaurant never knows I'm coming on site. It's usually haphazard. I'm just going to go there and try it out of the blue like I did on Thursday evening. But the Yes Noodle Soup restaurant is part of the Garden Island Enclave at the corner of Illinois Street and Phillips Field Road. There's three restaurants there. There's the Garden Island Deli. There's the new, the Thai Chef. I've not been in the Thai Chef yet, but it's one of the 20 to 30 Thai restaurants that we have in Fairbanks, and God, goodness, they all do well. And then there's the Yes Noodle Soup. Now, there's at the Garden Island Deli, first of all, let's just revisit there. They have some of the best sandwiches and fresh daily homemade soup you can get here in Fairbanks, really. There's a daily special there, both soup and sandwich. Thursday is my favorite one because that is a day that you can get their French dip, and it is a wonderful handcrafted French dip. It's made there. I went in there one time at like 9 o'clock in the morning to get some OJ, just driving by on a Thursday, and I walked in and I smelled them making the wonderful French dip and the au jus that goes with it. Oh, my God. You talk about drooling. That was the moment. But if you get that French dip sandwich, you better get there by about 12:30 because this has become one of their most popular items indeed, with a little help from me, of course, publicizing it. It's my and you better get there by 12:30 if you want to get one. It is good. It comes on a nice soft roll. It's just, you get to dip it in the au jus. It's just fantastic. Now, they have many other wonderful sandwiches there. One of my personal favorite is the famous grouse. I get it on sourdough with the sourdough cheese, but also another one that's really taken off is the spicy kraken. I've had it. It's very good. And these are not small sandwiches. These are what I call two-meal sandwiches. Very good. Very incredible. Then at the same time, every day, they have fresh soup ready to go. And you get the cup or the bowl. And they're fantastic. They're made from scratch, the old-fashioned way. You know, you get the cream of potato. You get the split pea. You get the chicken noodle, which is fantastic. Go there. Try it. Garden Island Deli has great sandwiches. But let's look at the Yes Noodle Soup restaurant. Yes, it's a Thai food restaurant, and boy, do they have, we have a lot of these in Fairbanks. I've eaten their Thai food at the Yes Noodle Soup restaurant, and I do recommend it. But when I visited the first time, I noticed they had burgers and hot sandwiches, and they had photos of them, and they looked very incredible. So I went there on Thursday evening to try a burger and was just pleasantly surprised, I must say, by my visit. First of all, this restaurant has a full burger menu, standalone, separate from their Thai food menu. They're all their burgers. They start off at half a pound. Then they add their cheese, lettuce, tomato, red onion, pickle to each burger. And when I have a burger, nowadays, whatever is given to me by the restaurant, I put it all on the burger. And I put a little bit of ketchup on there. And they have a little special sauce. And that's how I eat it. That way you can reflect upon the amount of lettuce, tomato, red onion, and pickle that I had. And it was just right. And then I had the mushroom cheeseburger. That's my favorite burger anyway. And it was fantastic. I mean, boy. Now, they have wide assortments of burgers on their menus that you can order. And they have a wonderful photo. But what they do is in their menu, they have a wonderful photo on their 7-page menu of each of their burgers and what it's supposed to look like when you get it. And to tell you the truth, When I got my burger, it matched the photo. It matched the photo. Oh, my goodness. It was great. Other burgers you can order there are the Philly burger, the bacon cheeseburger, the avocado cheeseburger. Here's one for you, the barbecue jalapeno bacon cheeseburger. And then the big one, the double cheeseburger that comes with 2 half-pound patties, cheddar cheese, onion, pickle, bacon if you want that. But they also have that triple bun, you know, like you get at McDonald's, the two patties are separated by a middle bun. They have that, only this is the Mondo of burgers in Fairbanks. It's just like getting 2 of their cheeseburgers with bacon, and man, that's what I call a 3-day meal. But even though that is so big and so special and so incredible, they have a complete low-carb menu for each of their burgers and sandwiches, which is something you rarely come across, literally an entire menu that's low-carb on their burgers. Also to go with your sandwich or your burger is French fries, onion rings, and or a salad. You can order any combination or all of them or just one. I want the combination of French fries and onion rings. You know, I figured my salad was going to be on my burger, so why get any more vegetables? And it was great. Now, let's look at other fantastic locations in Fairbanks that you can get burgers at. The Burger Zone at the end of College Road in the little section of the gas station Mini Mart. They have great burgers, and that's by Eduardo. Now, Eduardo, he also owns the Greens Restaurant. And over there at the Burger Zone, they make incredible burgers and other sandwiches that you can get. They're fantastic, great priced. And then at the Greens Restaurant, oh my goodness, the burgers there are just incredible. You got to go try them. Appreciate them. They are so good. Now, another great one is the Blue Roof. Carla there, owner, she is there cooking 5 days a week. Her menu, handcrafted menu, she's got a great burger. She really does. Then, Bobby's downtown at a bar. They have the Bar Top Special. They got a bacon burger with French fries and everything. That's probably the best price for such a dinner in town. I mean, it's fantastic, but it's only available at the bar. So they have the Bar Top Specials, and Bobby's and Rena, great service, point of great food, great service, great camaraderie, great atmosphere. One of my favorite locations to go to get a burger is at Bobby's Downtown, the Bar Top Special, the bacon cheeseburger. You got to do it. But, there's a new one coming on. That's right. You're hearing it here first. Frozen Smoke Barbecue, their smash burger. They've always been a food truck, and I'm a follower of them. They do incredible barbecue, but they have this smash burger that's just incredible, and they are going to be opening next Tuesday. That's right. 4 days? In a new restaurant, the section of the Lat 65 Brewery. There's a restaurant section in there. And I've been talking with the owner, and they're going through all the aspects of getting in, all the DEC, everything. They open up on Tuesday, the beginning of the year. Go there. I can't wait. I'm going to be going there next Thursday, and I'm going to be doing a segment on their food. It's Frozen Smoke Barbecue. They are incredible. You got to go there and try it. Now, also, some other great locations. Again, we are very fortunate in Fairbanks with the handcrafted burgers that you can get. Pike's Landing. Chef Jeffrey B., he does an incredible Pike's Landing burger out there. Other locations, the Oasis, the Pump House, DW Grill, Brewster's, all have incredible personalized burgers. And that's what it is. These are personalized. These are handcrafted. They take great care in how they bring this to you, with all the accompaniments that you can put on the burger. And again, whatever accompaniments come on, I do. Another one that I'm going to be doing a restaurant review on later on is Fender's. Oh my goodness, do they have great food but great burgers? But we're going to get into that in the second part of the show. Anyway, so many good choices, so many good burgers, but you can do it your way. Now, this time of year, if you're going to do your own burger, pull out the skillet. Get out the cast iron. You know, go to Fred Meyer's. Get the 80-20. That's all you need. But what you want to do is when you cook that burger, you want to cook it at high heat and get some char. That's right. You want to get some char on the exterior of that meat patty. I like starting out about, 7 ounces. That's about 40.45% of a pound. Yeah, I'm good at math. What the heck? But it is fantastic. You want that char on your burger. Then whatever type of bread you have, as long as it is fresh. And I love Velveeta. I like provolone. Yeah, I like Velveeta cheese because it's sticky, it's gooey, it's tasty. It's not good for you in any way, shape, or form. But guess what? Growing up in Fairbanks, that's the cheese we got, and I still like my Velveeta cheese. But do you like cheese with a spice in it, jalapeno? Things like that. What do you want on your burger? Mustard, ketchup, mayo? Do you want a barbecue sauce? The key is crafting it however you want. And what I do is when I get a couple pounds of burgers, I'm going to make it for people, I put in a binder. I put an egg and I put in the binder of the breadcrumbs. Now, if you want to go with a little bit of herb in there, go with the Italian breadcrumb for every 2 pounds of burger that you get, you want to put in one egg and want to put in 2 tablespoons of your breadcrumb. Mix it all together, then mix whatever other spices you're going to put in there. I like to put in my garlic, my granulated garlic, my onion powder, salt and pepper. Then that's all you need. That's all you need. Then your cheese, your bun, your mustard, your mayo, your ketchup, your tomato if you have it, your cheese, your lettuce, your pickle, it all adds to the flavor of the wonderful burger. And the burger is American. That's right. And in America, we love our burger. Hey, we're the greatest nation in the world. We might as well have a few things that are regionally to ourselves. A burger and barbecue. Those are our two things. Boy, am I American. Anyway, Fairbanks, we're going to take a little break here for some commercials from our great sponsors, and we'll be back after these messages.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great... free meal at Ivory Jack's for gluten-free Thursdays, complete with free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door, opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome. Awesome.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I hope you're enjoying your last Saturday of the year. And thank you for tuning in and listening to me as we go through burgers and a few other things. And as I said, Fender's Restaurant, they have a great burger too, but they have many good things. So I'm going to sort of review some of their things that they have. Their burgers. You know, here's one for you. The 8-ounce Up All Night Burger. Now, it's a tri-blended patty, seasoned and cooked to perfection, but it's topped with bacon, hash browns, and a fried egg. And served on the side, you know, you can put pepper jack cheese on it, depending on what you want, or pepper jack queso, depending on how you want your burger. And this is what I call the incredible breakfast burger. You want your breakfast and your lunch all under the same burger. This is the one. Then the Fender, 8 ounces of tri-blended patty, again, topped with lettuce, tomato, onion, slice of cheddar cheese. And they serve their burgers on the brioche bun, which has great quality to it, really good. Then they have the Firebird. This is a sandwich. It's not the burger, but it's a hand-battered chicken breast, deep-fried, topped with fresh jalapeno rings, and house-made pepper jack queso, the pepper jack cheese. They have the slow ride pulled pork sandwich, then the Elk Camino. It's elk patty with fried onion strings, jalapeno, jelly, lettuce, tomato, with garlic, basil, aioli. What they do is they take a menu that's based, they equate everything to Fender's, which is based after the Fender guitar, or cars, engines, and they do very well with it. They've got a great cheesesteak there. They have a great French dip. The Roadrunner. It's a grilled deep-fried chicken breast sandwich with Swiss cheese, lettuce, tomato. Again, served on a toasted bun with the Fender's aioli. Now, here's one that everyone has to try. The War Pig. This is a two-day meal. But where else would you get the War Pig? Well, Ozzy Osbourne, again, the War Pig. Black Sabbath, the War Pig. This is a 4-ounce pork belly burger, bacon, house-made smoked pork burnt ends, pepper jack cheese smothered in their signature homemade barbecue sauce. That's the War Pig. Now, also, Fairbanks in Alaska, in general, is known for fish tacos. Now, at Fender's, you can get two types of fish tacos, either halibut or salmon, and fried or grilled, topped with their signature pineapple jalapeno, coleslaw, crispy jalapeno strings, and their house-made salsa served on the side. What the heck? Now, with your burgers, you can substitute the gluten-free bun, slice of cheddar, pepper jack, or Swiss, a couple slices of bacon. You can put avocado on there, mushrooms. They got all the above. Ah, then they have Dark Side of the Moon again. This is based on music, guitars, Fenders, the Fender guitar. You want some apple jalapeno coleslaw, some steamed broccoli, some grilled asparagus, some pineapple jalapeno fried rice, some butter roasted Brussels sprouts, oh yeah, some mac and cheese, some seasoned fries with salt and vinegar and garlic parmesan. That's right. You can get that there. That's a great combination. Some Cajun ranch or sweet potato, grilled corn, mashed potatoes with gravy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then they got Welcome to the Jungle salads. That's right. Welcome to the Jungle. Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle. Again, based on music, the Fender guitar, Fenders. They have the berry spinach salad, Chuck Berry. They're the Greek salad. My favorite, the Caesar salad. Now, with the Caesar salad, you can get a half or a whole, and then you can add things like the grilled steak, add grilled chicken, or add grilled salmon. So you can take your salads and personalize it and make it very good. Or get a fried chicken salad. Now, here's my favorite salad there. The blue on black steak salad. And you get a very good helping of top sirloin steak. And it's seasoned on a bed of spring mix, topped with red onion, cherry tomatoes, and fresh mushrooms. Blue cheese crumble served with champagne vinaigrette and garlic bread. Fairbanks, one of the best salads in town you're going to get. And it's fulfilling. It's wonderful. It tastes great. Wonderful. Then they got pizzas there, too. They got the cheese pizza, the Hawaiian pizza. I believe and putting pineapple on pizza. Yes, I'm a heretic, but hey, you go to all these different pizza places now, and they've broken the code. They put so much on it. I believe in pizza with pineapple. My favorite pizza is Canadian bacon, black olive, mushroom, and pineapple. And most any place in town will give you a pizza with whatever you want on it. This place has the Hawaiian pizza. They also have the chicken Caesar pizza. The nacho normal pizza is great. The pepperoni. Oh, the slow ride pulled pork pizza. Think about that. Pizza with pulled pork on it. Oh, my goodness. So many other good ones there, too. Then, hey, they got entrees there. If you want the big ribs, you want the big rib dinner. You want the halibut and chips. You want the fried chicken. You want the Parmesan chicken. Oh, man. They also have the New York strip and the ribeye. So they have something for everyone. And they also have pastas. Now, they have wonderful pastas there, but, hey, you know, it's hard for me to go any place and eat a pasta, but I can go there. They have great pastas, great food. Then on weekends, they have a breakfast menu. If you're into sports, you're into watching your football games, basketball games, they got great service. They open up at 9, if not a little bit earlier. They got great staff there. They have great people serving you. The two owners there, they're there. You got Gabby and Corey, fantastic people. Highly recommend it. They have great breakfasts. They have the Monte Cristo, the Monte Carlo, chicken and waffles, country fried steak, biscuits and gravy, a whole plethora of great breakfasts. So, anyway. But, did you know that over the course from basically December 15th to January 1st, prime rib, 70% of the prime rib is eaten, that Americans eat is meat in that 2-week period, right there. And the different food companies that provide prime rib, they start stocking up and flash freezing their prime ribs at the beginning of June. America, our celebrations are at Thanksgiving. It's the turkey. At Christmas and New Year's, it's the prime rib. I got many people calling me up or texting me for prime rib instructions, and there's so many ways to do it. Get online, choose it and how to do it. But the key is the temperature that you finish at. And what I tell people is, you know, put in the thermometer, depending on how big your prime rib is. Use a thermometer. Push it across the finish line. I like to finish my prime rib, pull it out, stop it between 125 and 127 on the thermometer cooking. Because you pull it out, you tent it with aluminum foil for 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how big it is. The smaller it is, the 4 to 5 pound, that's 20 minutes. The 9 to 10 pounder, the 12 pounder Mondo one, that's 20 to 30 minute rest. But your temperature is going to increase by another 5 to 7 degrees. And when you're cutting it, you know, is it usually you get them bone in, the butcher, he puts a bone in and it's tied. So leave the bone on. Cook it with the bone side down in your pan and cook it and put in the temperature. And what I like to do on a prime rib, depending what it is, if it's a smaller 4 to 5 pounder, I do a very easy method. I got 5 pounds. I'm slathering it with butter. And then before I put the butter on, I'm whipping it up and I'm putting in a bunch of herbs de Provence. This is a well-known, well-recognized method to do it. It's easy. I slather with the butter, turn the oven on to 500 degrees. This is for the 5-pounder. Turn the oven on to 500 degrees, put it in there, let the oven warm up, put the prime rib in for 30 minutes. Then I shut off the prime rib. I walk away, and for no reason whatsoever do I open up that oven until the 2 hours is over with and it's done. But what I like to do is I like to put in the meat thermometer to make sure it's coming up, and if it takes a little bit longer to get to 125 right in there, or a little bit less, but I pull it out at the 125. It's done cooking, so this is only going to raise in temperature by another 3 to 5 degrees. So, you know, you're going to come out at 130, 132 right in there. Your middle will be the perfect medium rare rare. Your outsides will be a perfect medium rare medium. So you're going to have a good variety of what you want to cook and how you want to cook it. If you're doing the bigger one, if you're doing, say, the 8 to 12, 13 pounder, again, put on the whatever spice rub you want. Then what I do is I start out at 500 degrees. I go for 30 minutes and I drop it down to 200 degrees. And depending on the size, as long as I got that temperature thermometer in there, and it's wire one, it's telling me what the temperature is and where it's at, I push it across the finish line at 200 degrees at 123 to 125 degrees that come in the internal temperature in the middle. I pull it out. I tent it for 20 to 30 minutes. And when I cut it, the ends are, the perfect medium rare to medium. The inside is the perfect medium rare to rare. And that's how you cook a prime rib. You want to have it to where when you take a photo of it for your friends, you look like the expert. If you have any questions on it, you can email me at davidprus@yahoo.com, davidprus@yahoo.com. And I'll give you some good instructions on how to do it. That's what we do here. Fairbanks, that's our last show for the year. You have a great New Year's Eve. Be careful, be safe, and I'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.